are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
I just think it's very wild for people to be getting knee surgery and they have 47 teeth in their mouth.
I saw that video that you posted of that guy. I was like, first of all, his teeth didn't look bad. It didn't look that bad. He did have big ass gums. Whenever somebody has big ass gums, it overpowers everything else going on in their mouth. They can have like a perfect smile, but them big ass gums are overpower a situation. So they automatically look like goofy. And he's walking around like Lady Gaga in the fucking paparazzi video. I'm like, this is just a lose-lose for you all the way fucking around.
Like, sir, be for real. My thing with the, I don't want a surgery shame, but I just feel like getting like your body lifted is, your whole body is another level of like
commitment.
Did you not want to try therapy first? Like,
Like, first of all, I like being short, so I can never imagine going to, like, a doctor being like, you know what? Fuck these legs. Let's make them 5 inches longer. Like, I just don't get it.
And then the thing is, like, once you get the surgery, like, you can't be super active. Like, you can't run. You can't do leg day.
And no, 'cause
it's unsafe for you to do that. So now you just tall as fuck with little ass legs.
See, and that defeats the purpose, because I don't want no tall-ass nigga that's useless. You might as well be short and active, at least. Like, being tall and useless, like, you don't want to touch a basketball, you can. You don't want to go run or do a hike or a marathon, you can. You don't want to do leg day together and, like, just, like, you know? Nope, you can't. Your fucking legs broke now. You have a fake fucking legs. You have fucking wooden legs.
And then the guy was saying, he was like, yeah, I get a better quality of women now. And it's like, okay, but you're going to have sex with her and you're going to have kids and you can't throw a ball with them because you can't run around.
So now your kids are going to
be you're a disabled dad from the start. Like, what is...
Disabled dad is why?
I want everyone to love themselves. I mean, listen, I feel like if it's something you're insecure about or something you just want to enhance, I'm not an opponent of that. I just feel like that's so drastic.
That's a little like excessive. And I get it, because I'm one of those people, I do go for taller guys. So I totally get the appeal of someone being like, I want to get my leg. Like, I understand like the thought process, like, okay, I can get more bitches this way. But it's like, you're going to try to fuck the bitch, and she's gonna look down and see the scars on your legs and just be like, what happened? And you have to tell her, like, I'm height fishing you. Like, this height isn't even my real height. Like, technically I'm like,
we're
5'8".
We're definitely surgery shaming right now.
No, okay. We can't, because we've talked about what we would get done. I said I would get like Botox. I would get like a little, like, I would get,
I wanna be like Jada Weta.
Yeah, I love Jada Weta. I love her so much. Like, it's something, I was listening to her interview she did on like Lip Service, and I like that she's one of those girls where it's just like, I like those people you expect to be boring as fuck and just be like, okay, you're just really, really pretty. But I'm like, oh, she's smart, she's pretty, yeah, I get it. So yeah, I want to like Jada Weta. I get a little bob too and shake it.
Yeah, I just really don't understand. And they calling it the knee BL, which doesn't really make fucking sense.
I think so. Negro BL. So you're trying to be like tall, like,
yeah,
a Negro.
But BL still stands for butt lift. Like, a knee butt lift doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
words mean things, guys. Let's use proper terminology. But I get it. It rhymes. I just think it's kind of crazy to put your body through that much just to get more hoes. What happens to getting more love for yourself? If you want to get the knee surgery, do it because you want to be more confident with yourself, not because you want a better quality woman to attract. Like, that's fucking foolish.
What would you do if a guy was like, I only know you like tall guys, so I went and got this knee surgery for you? Would you think it's romantic?
That's turn off. I don't like when guys do anything for me. And let me clarify, because that sound kind of crazy.
No, I like that.
Like,
let's just go with that one.
Let's say, Like, I moved from Chicago to Houston, but let's say I was dating somebody in Chicago, and you know, I left them behind, and they're like, "Oh, but I'm moving to Houston for you." That to me is not like that's not romantic. That's not gonna make me want to fall in love with you. My first response is gonna be, okay, you need to move because you want to move. Because if we break up, don't say you moved here for me. You need to move here for yourself. I think everybody needs to.
I've been there.
Just like.
Like, that's what happened with me and my relationship. Like, we had, when we first moved, well, when we moved, it was like a joint thing where we were just like, okay, let's both do it. And then when the relationship started falling apart, I don't want to move out here anyway. Bitch, you're a grown ass man. This is what you said you wanted to do. Leave me out of it, bitch. Like, I hate that shit. Don't do shit that you can throw back in my face at all. Like, just don't do it. Just, I'd rather you have stayed and we did like a long distance or something like that. But don't blame shit you got going on with me. I have no
But it was also a little different too because y'all agreed to move there together. It's not like he followed you.
Yeah, that's you know? Can you I know this happens, but I would hate to like move across the country or move states or anything to be with a guy. We break up and now I'm stuck being his fucking roommate. Ew, I would fucking die. Like I can't. Like
I couldn't imagine. Could you know what's worse?
What?
Meeting a guy who's in that situation and they're trying to gaslight you to think that it's okay. If you are rooming with your ex and you're trying to date other people, you need to let that lease expire before you get back on the scene. Because I'm not dealing with it. Don't come to me with the bullshit. And if you got pets and you sharing custody, go to hell.
I was waiting for that part. I knew that part was about to come. I was about to say,
be for real. Like, there's no agreement in the law that y'all have to share custody of this four-legged freak. Get rid of the dog and go be happy with your life. Because trying to like rope people into your polyamorous lifestyle is fucking wild to me. Get your shit together and don't come to me with that bullshit.
I think that's also like a thing now. Like, I see like a lot of couples who are just like, oh, well, yeah, I have, like, they'll casually drop the fact that they're in a relationship, but continue talking to you as if they're not in one, just so they can fall back on the thing. Oh, well, I told you I was in a relationship. Yeah, but you're also, like, 5 seconds later, we're talking about how bad you wanted to fuck me. So, I don't understand what the point of even telling me. You could have left that part out. At least I would have a guilty conscience about it. I mean, I probably wouldn't anyway, because I feel like if you're trying to cheat on your man with me, as long as you don't save my number, as long as you don't like bring me up in any conversations, we can make something work.
Let's unpack it. So you're definitely going to be a homewrecker.
I guess if you put it that way, yeah, technically. But it's just kind of like y'all relationship ain't got shit to do with me. I feel like every relationship goes to these points where it's just kind of like you have to like really decide like, okay, am I really about to go dibble and dabble? And you never know. A lot of couples have, like, understandings, which is why I feel like they might not dive deep into, like, explaining, like, well, yeah, I got a relationship, but I kind of want to fuck you, too. And instead of just saying that, like you said, they try to trick you in. Yeah, I don't like it. Well, I don't like that part. Just tell me flat out I'm in a relationship and let me be the whore that I am and make the constant choice for myself without being tricked in the back end.
I'm not doing it. Because, I don't know. That just would make me feel weird. Not even because, like, no moral shit. Like, oh, karma's going to come and get me. No, it's more so like, go do that with somebody else. Like, I don't even want to be your friend if you cheat on your man and you think I'm going to just be gone with you with that. No.
I mean, that's what happens most times when people have threesomes. That's how it usually kick off. Bitches are like, well, I know somebody, and then that's the bitch they've been trying to fuck anyway. Like, bitch, there's really like, it's really no difference.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
still being.
That's different because they have an agreement.
You don't know that. Like, I know when I've been put in situations where the guy was like, oh yeah, I will fuck you. I'm a damn like. Then they try to introduce me to their partner from that point, and I'm just like, okay, well. I'm still down because you're cute, but I don't want your partner there. So it works out for me on my end.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if two people agree to like whatever, but Another thing is, like, that's why I'm just, like, not really crazy or, like, really interested in being in a relationship. Because everybody's fucking cheating. Everybody is. And even if it's not physical, there's some level of cheating going on in everybody's relationship. That's just how I feel. I have not been shown anything different, so I don't know.
Even with that, like, for the first, like, 4 years of my relationship, that wasn't going on. It was when people lack. When people start lacking, it's human nature to try to fill those voids and fill those, like, empty spaces. So, like, when people, like, you can't be in a relationship and then people be like, oh, okay, well, I'm about to go do my own thing. And then, like, bitch, you're in a whole fucking relationship. That's not how relationships work. Like, people go in relationships not understanding the point of it have to be 50-50 all the way around. So, like, there's days where you don't want to share, you don't want to give, and you're tired as fuck. Even, like, giving, like, that percent, like, even percentage of yourself, even in those moments, are usually very vital in a relationship. And that's where people lack at. Like, people always think you have to give, like, 100% all the time. That's not always true. Because sometimes you don't have 100% to even give yourself, so I can give it to someone else. So, like, just, like being present.
I saw people a lady. I saw a lady on Instagram. I guess she was on a podcast or something, a white lady. She was saying how 50-50 is like the biggest load of crap she's ever heard because, or 100-100 is the biggest load of crap she's ever heard. Something, she said one of those things. But she was basically saying, like, sometimes her and her husband come together and he's like, I have 20 today. And she's like, don't worry about it, I got 80. Or she has 30 one day and he's like, don't worry about it, I got the other 70. Like,
it's so simple. I think that's a... It's so simple.
I think that's a... A beautiful way of looking at it, I guess.
I mean,
just pick up on each other, but at the same time, you not finna be giving me 30 all the time. I think I'm finna be throwing in 70 all the time.
See, wait, but
the fat in there. Come on now.
See, and that's the extreme that people who don't like relationships have always jumped to. Because how the fuck it always get to, like, I'm not getting 30 all the time. Well, nigga, that's not the one for you. Because anybody that's want to, like, that actually
any
wants to be with you.
Any excuse to keep me out of wedlock would be great.
Yeah, like, no. Like, so, like, when people, like, that's the honest thing. Because, like, a relationship, you should be equally balanced. You should be equally yoked. It should be a thing where you both are sharing each other's, like, not responsibilities in a sense, but, like, sharing each other's experiences more so than anything else. Like, some days, like, you may have just had a horrible day at work while your partner had a great day at work. And you don't have, like, that 100% to give. Well, you have 30, you have 25. Your partner should be there to make up the balance with you and for you. Like, cause just like some days they shouldn't have, like, they won't have it all. But that's just the balance of being in a relationship. People get in relationships and they feel like you automatically become this one giant, like, transformer of a human being where nothing stops you or nothing, like, it's just, and that's not realistic.
So the cheating must come in when somebody is consistently giving 20 and 10.
100%. That's when it comes in.
And never picking up the other.
That's when it comes in. And the gays, like, I won't even say the gays. Anybody has, there's nothing but ample space and opportunity to get your shit from somebody else nowadays. Like, if your partner doesn't want to get it, you can get on 5 different apps, find 20 different niggas who want to give you that 30% that your partner don't even think is worth it. And you still get, ultimately, like, minus, like, the love and affection, you still get the dick and everything. I mean... You people have to want to give in relationships, and sometimes.
Are you advocating for cheating?
I'm advocating for if your partner is lacking.
That wasn't a no, you guys. You heard it here first.
We've talked about this before. I generally feel like in relationships, if I'm going to cheat on you, I have to be fed up. Period. I would like it to not get to that point of me having to want to, or having desire to, or having the need to, like, have someone else step in for something that you should be doing, but. Humankind is, like, we're built to love and give love and receive love. And when you're not getting that and you're not receiving that in relationship, which is basically, like, if you're not in a loving relationship, you're not in a relationship at all. You're basically in a partnership and just tag each other in when you want to come around. And so I just feel like if a partner's lacking and they have no interest in fixing what they want to do, I mean, why the fuck not? Like, cause that's just how the world works nowadays. Like, everybody doesn't
but,
cheat.
So, why the fuck not just break up?
Because you generally love somebody. Like, that's like saying, like, just because your kid is bad, you're just gonna be like, well, kid is not the same as, like, a fucking, like, partner that you
need. I'm about to say. What?
But still, it's still like that. You have like a sense of like you, like a sense of not ownership, but a sense of like belonging to that person. You have a sense of familiarity with that person. You have a sense of like, this is my relationship. And relationships aren't always going to be good. And that's where people fuck up in the head at. They, oh, my, like, a relationship isn't always going to be good. It's how you bounce back from the points that aren't good. It's how you bounce back from the days where you don't have anything to give. It's how you, like, actually make the flow, even ebb and flow of the relationship actually, like, work. And a lot of people don't do that nowadays. A lot of people is like, well, I'm going to do it this way because this is what I normally do. And that's when a relationship gets fucked up. When people start reverting to like, well, this is what I want to do versus this is what I feel like is best for us and this is what I'm doing for myself on the back end, that's where shit gets muddy at. So if you don't, like, listen, I tell every nigga this that I've ever been with, and I said this on the podcast a million times, if you want to cheat on me, you have to respect me enough to make sure I never find out. Because if I find out, I'm going to end you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But on the flip side, I also feel like you should be doing everything.
Homegirl, domestic violence.
Which, yes, and I'm really frank about that too. Like I'm not gonna slap on you, but I will make it extremely hard for your life, especially like I just feel like you shouldn't be trying to play me, and especially like be dumb enough to not like try to cover it up or try to hide it. Child, I ain't got nothing for you but a fucking get back. So hopefully you ready.
I don't know. I've said it on this podcast a million times before. Never been in a relationship, but I know me. I'd be so ready to cut people off. Like, is something like egregious as cheating on me? You're gonna be so done. You're gonna be barbecued.
Was that an ego thing?
Like, that's not an ego thing. That's a pride thing.
Okay, so a pride thing. So, but it's also like, so like if you did find out your partner cheated on you or your partner did mess around, your initial instinct is to be like, okay, well, I'm cutting you off, and then what? Because you're not going to, like, if you're in a relationship, you're not going to just be like, okay, I'm cutting you off and going about your day. That's not how that works in a relationship. Unless y'all been dating for like 2 months, that's not realistic. Because that means that you should never be in a relationship with that person because there was never a foundation of love or anything going forth or laying that like back and forth. So how does that work for you in your brain at this current point?
In my brain, let's say we've been together 10 years.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I can't even fathom. But let's say we've been together 10 years.
10.
And you cheated on me, right?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be very hard for me to not kick you out.
Right.
And be done with you.
What would stop you? What would stop you? And I keep wanting to put an asterisk behind like asking these questions because talking about it before you experience it is kind of like different than actually going through it. Because once you,
it's dumb. It's pointless because you never know what you're gonna do.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm asking all these hypothetically, but it's just like, if is like, what would like, you wouldn't leave them. Obviously, it sounds like it would be something you would be able to work through. But like, would you?
No,
would,
that's not. Let's not even put that into the atmosphere. I'm not, in my brain, I'm not working through no cheating because to me, that's such a silly thing to throw your relationship away on. Right. Especially if you get into a relationship with a bitch like me who told you from jump, if you do this, you're done. So if you do it anyway, one, you are hard-headed. Two, you don't respect me. And three, that foundation of love that you was talking about earlier, You've demolished it. You might as well come in here,
fucking bulldozer,
and run over all of my arteries and take my heart, put it in a frying pan, put some lorries on it, and feed the bitch to a dog. That's what you might as well do. Because why would you do that to me? Well, you could have just had a conversation with me and said, hey, the coochie stank. Hey, you ain't giving me enough affection. Hey, my love language is gifts, and I ain't got a gift from you in 2 months. I'm finna cheat on you.
Okay, so what if you've done all that and you're still not getting anything?
What if I
had the conversation, told them where they're lacking at, told them where tell them what they're
missing. Oh, and nothing still happens?
Yes. Because let's not act like people just all of a sudden be like, oh, well, I'm about to go cheat. 9 times out of 10, you, like, in a relationship, you have told this person multiple times, hey, I don't like this. Like, and that's just how relationship, like, that's just how the flow of it goes. It's just like, you're like, I don't like this. I don't want this. This is what I'm looking for. And that's not even at the onset. That's, like, even into relationship. Well, I would say from my end. But, like, I've seen other people do it, too. It's just like, it's the type of communication that must be there. So after you've communicated all this stuff and communicated all your issues, and then the person is still just like doing whatever the fuck they want to do, like, do you blame the person?
I get what you're saying.
As you said, that wasn't a no.
No, I get what you're saying, but it, to me, because it's so dumb. Like, cheating to me is just, like, so dumb. Even if in your brain you have a legitimate, I don't want to say excuse, but you have something that calls you to do this. Or if you're just like, because I hear a lot of women say, like, actually, I hear a lot of straight men say that, like, a lot of times when they be cheating, it's not for no emotional shit. They just want to fuck some other shit. To me, that is just so dumb, because why be with me? So because you're dumb, and because you lied to me, and because you went through all of this stuff to keep me from finding out, because you clearly wasn't, 9 times out of 10, the motherfucker's not confessing. A bitch that confessed got a guilty conscience, and they want to put that off on me. No, bitch, keep your guilty conscience to yourself. If you cheat on me, I, like you said, I don't want to find out about it. But if I do, it's like you're toast, because in my mind, I'll never be able to trust you again. Mm-hmm. I'll never not be able to be secure with you again, and all of that is gonna lead to us not being in a happy relationship on my end, because I'm gonna make it hell for you. If I decide to say I'm gonna nag, you're gonna irritate the fuck out of me, I'm gonna resent you. Like, that's not a healthy relationship. So I'm just gonna exit.
So you wouldn't see that as an opportunity to, like, to rebuild? Because obviously there's an error in their
foundation. If we was having problems before, and you wanted, and you decided the way to solve the problem or the way to escape the problem was by cheating, you should have thought about rebuilding before we even got to that point.
That's not
so. No, we not rebuilding shit.
That'll be how it works, though. Like I feel like
maybe, like, not, but you know, you're not bringing me over to your team, baby.
Yeah, and I don't feel like it's all about bringing somebody over to the team of, like, understanding, like, why they got cheated on, or why they or why you did something behind your back. I think it's more so being like, hey, I've been asking you for XYZ, whether it be emotional, whether it be physical, whether it be so forth and so on, and you literally have been ignoring the fact that I've been, like, telling you this is what I've been needing, this is what I've been wanting. Like, I know for me, in my situation, when I ended up, like, I wouldn't even say fully cheating, when I ended up, like, going, like, emotionally cheating, it was more so I was just, like, fed up. It just kind of like you move to a whole fucking city, like, with only knowing one person. The one person that you do know is literally just like, fuck you, literally, at this point. It's kind of like, I don't know who else to
then at that point, we just gonna be roommates. Cause, okay, could you get out of my home, please? There's a gnat flying around. At this point, we just gonna have to be roommates until the lease expires. Because I'm not finna do the tit for tat thing.
See, and that lease. Staying on that lease till it's fucking over, will end up getting one of y'all killed. That ain't the fucking way ever. Like, that roommate shit is never the fucking way. But also, I'm not saying cheating is the way either. I'm just saying, like, that roommate shit is just not the way ever.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm willing to fuck up my credit. Like, if I live with a nigga and we break up and we still got to live together, somebody gonna have to take a hit. Me or you. Somebody gonna have to take a hit. I'll get another job if the rent too high. Well, I'm leaving. I can't do it. I really don't like being around nobody. So for me to have shared
space with you. I hate that you always throw that out there. Because the thing is, you're fine being around people. You just want the people to be around and do what you want them to do. Like, if you want them away from you, you want them close to you, Because that's not a true statement that I wish you would stop saying, because that's not fucking
true. What's not a true statement?
That you don't want nobody around you, you don't like people around you. That's not true.
I don't want nobody in my house, is really what I mean.
But also to that, like, if you're in a relationship, you, like, you're
not... That's not going to change. I've never liked sharing space with people. Not even as a... child. I've always been ready to live alone. I don't think that's changing. That's just part of my DNA. It's part of my fabric.
Right. That's the foundation of who you are.
I think it's perfect. I would prefer if I ever to get work to ever get into a relationship. Not that I would have much control over if I fall dumb in love. Please let us just live in separate homes. You know, I mean, we would have to be together for a considerable amount of time for me to be like, let's move in.
What's a considerable amount of time?
I don't want to scare nobody off, so let's just cross the bridge when we get there, fellas, you know.
Yeah, because that's what all the niggas be saying. I don't never want to live with nobody. 3 years and y'all moving in. That's like, nobody fucking sticks to all this shit. Like,
You said 3 years? I feel like 3 years is a reasonable amount of time.
Three years is the perfect time, because then you have time to flesh shit out, understand who the person is, understand each other in a deeper level where it's just like, it actually makes sense. You're actually able to, like, benefit from being around them long term. Like, I feel like 3 years is perfect. Like, my last relationship, it was 2 years. And I feel like it really didn't make no difference because the person, like, we both changed so much between the first year and, like, the end of everything. So, it's just, like, I feel like you have to constantly, like, relearn your partner. Like, you have to constantly, like, understand who they are now and where they're going and what they want from life and all this other stuff. And a lot of times, we don't really get a chance, like, I try to, because I'm really big on it, even with my friendships. I always, like, understand, like, who you are now, where you're going, like, what do you want, like, because people change. Like, who you are at the beginning of something can be totally different even, like, 6 months in, because you never know what somebody may experience in life. So I always try to make sure I understand where people are in life, so, yeah.
So if a nigga cheat on you, right, mm-hmm. is it better for him to cheat on you with one person or multiple people?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this question because I heard it somewhere.
I feel like you finna say something that's finna piss me off, but go ahead.
Okay, I would rather him cheat on me with, like, multiple people, because I feel like if he cheated on me with one person, I feel like it's, like, why that one person? Like, why them? And is it a constant thing? Is it, like, at that point, if you're only hooking, if you decide to step out of your relationship and it's only one fucking person, what makes them so special that you're, like, deciding on them being the one to actually go back and continually offend? You're a continual offender. At least if it's, like, multiple people, I know it's just, like, okay. Like, it's not that the logic's any better, but it's, like, okay, like, hey, they're cheap.
You're just a whore. You didn't fall in love.
You're a slut. You're a serial slut. Like, it's a case of the serial. So it's, like, it's either or. So it's just kind of like, I would rather be multiple people, because at least I know if it's not just one person, it's not just like a, oh my god, we didn't introduce ourselves, but like, it's not like a pointed thing.
Well, before I get my answer, welcome to the podcast. This is The Boys Next Door. I am Blackberry,
and I'm Kim Lush.
Please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Instagram Boys Next, oh, I said Instagram already. YouTube, Boys Next Door Pod. Get us on all the apps, whatever you're listening to. By the way, if you listen to us on Stitcher, which apparently nobody does, Stitcher's shutting down. So
damn, our three Stitcher, good luck. Our three Stitcher listeners, y'all got to find a different way.
I used to love Stitcher because all the podcasts would, like, update very much faster than Apple. Yeah, I used to like Stitcher, but I don't use it like nobody else does. That's why they shut down. Sorry, girls.
Damn, that's one less place y'all can find us at.
If y'all want to email us for questions, advice, dick pics, that's askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. Now, me personally, I think one person versus multiple people is the same thing. However, if I had a gun to my head and I had to choose, I would rather you cheat on me with one person, because for a couple reasons.
Okay.
One, it's less likely that you bring in some back to me.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Not that it's not likely, but it's less likely.
Right. I get it.
Number two, I would rather, if you're gonna, like, do something to make yourself feel better, like, this sounds really corny, but, like, if that other person made you happy, I am more okay with that than you just needing to get your
dick. Hold on. So not only
are you finished?
Wait, hold on. Not only do you want them to go out and cheat on you, you want them to be happy while they cheating with somebody that they
go be happy.
No, bitch, you are so you are such a sour Betty bitch, and now you want them to go out and be happy, bitch. No, this is the same. No, I'm not done yet, bitch. You will listen to me. This is the same bitch that don't even want anybody in their space, and now you're granting them the right to go out and be happy. I am literally offended right now.
Those two things are not alike. I would rather you be
happy.
If you did not find the happiness in me, right? I would rather you as a person, because I care about you as a person, right? Mm-hmm. Aside from the fact that we are in a relationship, if you're in my life, I care about your happiness.
Right.
So if you are going to go do your thing, at least go do it with somebody that you care about. Don't just go swinging it all around town. Now, on the flip side of that, another reason why I would want you to just only do it with one person is because I am almost certain you're going to do it to them as well. So it's kind of like, go be happy, but you're going to go to hell anyway. So you might as well just go enjoy your life, babe. Go be happy without me, because I'm done. My hands are washed, especially if you fell in love with the bitch. Oh, I'm going to be gutted. I'm going to be crushed. It's going to hurt for a while, but I'm going to get the fuck over it. Okay, and you gonna go cheat on that bitch too. So the cycle is just gonna continue.
Cause sometimes that's how it be. They go ahead, they be flipping over a new leaf for the new bitch. The new bitch got them doing shit they never did, new tricks and shit. Well,
congratulations. See, I hope y'all both choke. No, I don't have no
I don't want no happiness. I want everybody sad. If you going out cheating with a bitch you love, bitch, I want y'all both to suffer. Because ain't no way you about to go leave me and go be happy. You are cheating on me, bitch. Now you gonna go be happy after cheating?
I would rather you throw away your relationship to be happy versus throwing your relationship just because you were horny.
I get that. No, okay, I get that. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But no happiness.
I guess that kind of sounds like I almost have like pity for the cheater per se, but it's like, if I'm gonna cheat on you, I'm gonna cheat on you because to make myself happy. I'm not just, if I'm horny, I can go beat my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me is just like, but men are so dumb. Like, I just.
Ugh. Also, it's something different about the warmth of someone else.
What do you mean?
Like, you were like, you can just go beat your dick. I'm like, no, sometimes you need a person. You need, like, a body. It's just like,
Yeah, and you had a body, and you chose to go use another body. So, for that, electric chair.
Happiness.
And if you fall in love, I want you to be happy, but also, you know how somebody tell you, God bless you? Mm-hmm. That really mean go to hell. So, I'm just, go to hell.
God bless you.
God bless you, go to hell. Like, I would.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Honestly, it would, and I'm going to say it again, like, it is going to hurt if somebody, like, betrayed me that way.
Yeah.
But I would find more peace in it if I felt like this person that I cared about needed to find happiness, right, and that they found it.
Right. Like, I always think about that because people always bring up, like, it's been brought up to me several times that my ex is in a happy new relationship and stuff like that. And, like, I can't bring myself, like, I'm not.
He's in a happy relationship?
Yes. Uh-huh. And
with a white man?
Yes. So, not. So now that my biases have been unveiled live on air.
Super hell. He going to super hell. He not going to, like, you know, like, the introductory hell.
Yeah.
He going straight to the advanced
VIP jail.
Where you gotta do, like, you know.
Jumping jacks.
Right. They gotta do all types of obstacles and stuff.
Yeah. So, like, even, like, I always think, like, do I hate this man? And I'm like, no. I don't hate him. And so I'm just like, I always think, like, I'm really just happy that I got to experience him the way I did. And I got to experience, like, the relationship and what a relationship could be and relationship is and relationship was. And I'm very happy that I got to get all that. And I don't think I would have gotten that experience and actually be the elevated person I am now without him. So I'm like, I always go back to the thought, like, I guess maybe I don't want anybody to be, like, horrible or, like, die or anything like that, But it's a YouTube thing. Y'all gotta watch the YouTube. Y'all won't understand. But it's just like, still, I'm like, I'm thrown off. But yeah, like, I don't hate the man. So I guess I wouldn't want. I guess I get your point to say all that. So,
long story short, relationships are for the birds.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, I came up with some questions because I feel like now that our viewership is growing, and thank y'all, we have finally reached 100 subscribers on YouTube. The page has only been up a month, and y'all helped us get there already. So yay, we're on the road to monetization. Woo! Yeah, so make sure when y'all watching on YouTube, y'all clicking the like button, so that way other podcasters or people who talk about stuff that we talk about, we pop up in their algorithm too, and we get more new list. Right, y'all, like, we still voted on the name.
We still haven't picked a name.
Yeah, we gonna get more y'all.
And y'all keep suggesting neighbors. We can't.
Yeah, we can't do neighbors. We just can't do it. No, we can't do neighbors.
Not that it's even copyrighted or anything. It's just,
we want something that's ours. Like, that. Yeah. That's like us. And so, like, we want to be able to, like, let's say, like, in the future when we do, like, t-shirts or if we do, like, stickers and stuff like that, we have stuff, like, that's us and that we're not, like, not influenced by anything else. Okay, so, anyway. So, I came up with some questions to just help y'all.
I didn't read them all.
Oh, so good. Okay. Surprise me. Good. Okay, and I'll just jump around, but I don't have a name for this yet, but it's just 8 questions, and we'll just go from there. We'll come with a name later. Okay, so first question.
First of all, where'd you get the number 8 from?
I just ran out of things. Okay. Yeah, so, first one.
That's fair.
Thank you. I try. Do you get jealous easily?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on how much I care. But, you know, sometimes I realize, like, I'm very, like, people like to say the Aquarius are, like, aloof and, like, not emotional.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, like, we actually intellectualize our emotions so much that it just seems like we're, like, not into stuff. But, like, I could think of something that happened to me recently, and I was like, oh, I got a little bit of jealous. And as soon as I admitted that to myself, I was over it. So it's very strange.
Yeah.
But it works for me. Like, once I'm able to acknowledge, like, what's going on, I'm like, okay, that made me jealous. Why did that make me jealous? Where did that come from? And then I'd be like, wasn't that serious?
Yeah.
No.
I'm the same way. Well, I feel like I'm super jealous, but I'm jealous in a way where it's almost like a competitive jealous. Like, I'm always just kind of like, let's say, like, I like a guy, and then I know he likes someone else. I'm always wondering, like, okay, so what makes them better than me, or what makes you like them more than me? I'm, like, jealous in that sense of, like, I'm quick to compare myself to something else. And so I'm always just like, okay, I can do better than that, or I can be better than that. And so that's just, like, a competitive type of jealousy, if you want to even call it jealousy. But I am jealous. Like, but I'm not jealous on the level of, like, I don't care if my man look at somebody else. I don't care if my man, like, likes stuff or comment on stuff. I'm not, like, that type of person. Like, I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, if you're my man, nigga, like, you're going to know that you're my man. Like, that's my nigga. Like, that's mine. And so I really don't really care about, like, how you interact with other people on that level. As long as you're not out here trying to fuck on bitches, or as long as you're not out here trying to, like, be in everybody's face, I'm cool. Like, do your shit. So, I guess moderately jealous.
For me, it's, like, to add on to that, it's, like, it's like, it's almost a turnoff. Like, if I find myself getting jealous because of something you did or something I seen, or, like, I didn't like the way you interacted with some person, for me, it just makes me want to cut you off.
Right.
Because I don't like feeling like that. And again, that's just me being a person who is very capable of cutting people off very quickly. But it's like a protective thing, because if I can just cut you off and stop feeling like this, it's over immediately.
Right. I stuck in that part. Like, I'm not good at cutting things off. Like, it's not like, you know, like, some people, like, they cut things off and they're like, I'm done with it forever. Like, I'm one of the people, like, I cut things off and I'm like, okay, I'll just let it sit for a little bit. This little marination don't hurt nothing. And then I always come back and I'm just like, is it better now? And it's just like, sometimes it don't be better. But I also, like, I never want to miss the opportunity where it's just like, I believe in right time, right place. So, like, if I'm in the right place at the right time, you never know what may happen. And I'm just really big on that. And so, I'm like, I take my chances. So, you never know. It happens. Yeah. It happens. Okay. Question number two. Do you consider yourself intimidating or approachable?
Yes, no.
So, yes, you're intimidating, but you know you're not approachable.
Correct.
Why do you think that is? And do you think there's anything you can do to make yourself less?
Well, I have had guys tell me that I am intimidating, but I do know for a fact that I am unapproachable. And it's mainly because I just have resting bitch face and I'm shy and awkward. So it's like hard to read me and it's hard to have a conversation with me. Well, I can have a conversation, mm-hmm. even if it's some dumb, petty small talk that I hate. Mm-hmm. Really, really bad. I can do it. I can perform, but I'm not gonna like it. But if you poll any guy who's ever seen me and whoever was like thought I was cute and wanted to say something and they didn't, it's because they thought I wasn't approachable. It would probably be like 8 out of 10.
Damn, I can see that. Like,
because they usually end up telling me that after they get through to me, but.
I feel like I scare guys, but I scare guys on a level of like. I feel like I'm a lot, like, and I feel like I say this a lot on the podcast. I feel like I'm just a lot in general. Like, I demand a lot. Like, my personality can be a lot. Like what I want from life is a lot. So it's like everything about me is a lot, and I feel like it's a lot for guys. It's a lot for guys to take that on and really just be like. Like, be able to settle in, like, and sink their teeth into me, because it's, like I say, it's a lot going on. And so, like, it's funny, because, like, I had something in notes, and I was just like, I don't know how I can talk about it, but I'm just like, I'm gonna talk about it. And so, like, I was talking to a guy, and this is one of the guys that I was just talking about, like, we're good, then I'm like, I'm gonna let him simmer for a little bit, then we go come back, and, like, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, we were randomly having a FaceTime conversation, and... He was, like, coming up with an idea about something, and he was just, like, trying to get my feedback on it, and it was just, like, he kept asking me, like, what do you think would happen? Like, what is the worst that could happen? And then I was just, like, I don't know. I just don't trust the situation. And so forth and so on, the conversation continues on, and he's just, like, you don't have to prove to me that you're smart. I already know that you're smart. And it took me aback because he's not a deep thinking type of person. He's not that like that person that would say something like that. But like there, like for him to say that, and that's one thing I feel like I struggle with a lot in every type of situation where I'm talking to a guy or dealing with a guy. Like I always have to try to prove to a guy that I'm smart or like that I'm like not just one dimensional. Or I feel like I always have to prove something to guys. And so for him to like to say that I know that you're smart was so validating and like so rewarding, because it's like, okay, I like, you know, you get those aha moments where you're just like, oh, I guess I don't have to work. I don't have to try so hard to prove to everybody that I'm smart, or I don't have to try so hard to like when a guy is talking about something, I'm like, I know you're lying. You don't even have to lie. Like, that's once again me just trying to prove that I'm smart and I'm ahead of the game. Like, it's not always necessary. And so, yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I can be a lot. And so, I feel like I have to find ways to tune that down and, like, fine-tune that to make myself more approachable. Because my ex-boyfriend of 5 years told me, like, that I was intimidating. And I thought, like, I'm thinking I'm giving him the most loving and caring version of myself. And it just, like, there has to be a way for me to tune it down and fine-tune it so that it's not so... A lot.
I mean, maybe there is a way for you to do that, but like, I feel like if you have to water down yourself for somebody,
yeah,
that's not somebody who you need to be around. That's just how I feel. And I get what you're saying though, because yeah. It's like, for me, it's like, I could soften up a little bit. I know I'm a tough nut to crack.
Wink.
I know that I'm a tough nut to crack, and I know that I could soften up a bit more, and I know that that would open me up to more
avenues,
love and affection. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I have that to get there. I have to convince myself that I care enough. I just don't care enough yet. I just don't care. Like, I just be. There are times when I'm like, don't let me get drunk. This is why I don't like going out sometimes, because it's like,
yeah,
I'll get drunk, I'll get high, I'm on a high, I'm hanging with my friends, I'm having a good time, and I drive home alone.
Yeah.
And I turn the key to my door.
Emptiness.
What Wendy Williams say? She's like, I'm single. I go to my house, I turn the key. And she just started crying. Like, that's how I feel sometimes when I go out and I'm like, okay, now I'm home by myself. I ain't got nobody to freak on. Ain't got nobody to cuddle with. Ain't got nobody to tell about my night. You know,
it's really,
so that hits me sometimes. But
it's those days, like, you realize, like, damn, I guess I am, like, I don't know if that's loneliness or, like, whatever. You're like, damn, I guess I am kind of lonely. But I guess it's just sometimes transitioning from those highs and those lows are just super, like, dynamic. Like, they're pointed. They always stand out. Like, when you're at a high, you feel like the ultimate high. But, like, once you get down low, it's just kind of like you have those aha and, like, realization moments. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 3. What do people wrongly assume about you?
Oh, that I'm just, like... Because I'm freaked out, that they think I'm freaked out.
Right. That's a good one.
Like, they think that I'm just like some sex demon that wants sex all the time. No, I just like talking about sex because it's fucking fun.
It's
like, y'all don't like talking about sex?
It's a fucking difference. Duh. I feel like I don't even know. I typed this question out and I still don't even know an answer. But I feel like that too. Like, I feel like people, like, I feel like I can be one-dimensional to a lot of people. And so, like, people fixate on one aspect of me, and that's the aspect that they want to respect the most, or that's the aspect they like the most. And so it's just, like, I've had people, like, I'm not a fashion person. I know shit about any type of fucking anything. I am not a fashion person. I literally just throw on clothes that look nice. And people like to make the assumption that I'm, like, this super fashionable gay that if they send me like a shoe, I'd be able to pick out and know what label and brand. I don't do that. I literally just shop.
Well, I would like to push back on that. I do think you're fashionable. You might not be like trendy.
Yes, or La Roche. I'm not a La Roche. It's just like I'm not.
You're not like a stylist, but you are fashionable, I would say.
Okay, and so like I feel like people wrongly assume that I'm like a lot more polished and like pristine and like this like put together person, and I'm really fucking not. And so like I always reflect back to like when we first started doing like the video part of the podcast, I wanted to show so much that I was just like this normal, like very just like you know how I am, shit is usually everywhere, it's just like whatever, and I'm very just much like go with the flow, and I really wanted to push that narrative. And so like I just been like working on like just once again trying to expand different like dimensions of myself to people so that I don't come off so just like, I don't know, dry and just like one level.
Yeah. Also, I think what happens is a lot of guys don't realize how reserved I am. Because I do a lot on social media. And that is one aspect of me. I'm not like pretending to be some person. But I am more reserved than not.
Yeah.
So I a lot of guys get thrown off by that.
Me too. It ain't shit left up in there, grandma. Let the can go. Put the cola down, grandma. Damn.
Thank you so much.
Bitch, you were slurping like crazy, bitch. Give it up. Okay, next one. I was about to experiment, but it's cool. If you were given the opportunity to affect your future and rewrite your fate, would you do it?
Like predict my future?
Like, if you could change it one aspect, and then, like, it changes, like, the project of, like, the rest of your life, would you actually change that aspect, or would you leave
it? Like, change something in my past?
Yes, that affects your future.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
I don't think I would.
Because I think everything is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, have you ever... Yeah. Isn't it where, like, you get to the point where you're just, like... Even, like, on days... Like, you know you have those days where you're just, like... Everything is fucking in hell right now. Everything's on fire. Like, I, like, you know that SpongeBob movie where everything's, like, in the office. It's just, oh, yeah, complete shambles. Yeah. And it is, like, you're, like... You're still like, I'm fine. Like, I'm good. Like those are like the best days for me. Like, cause I have a lot. I have a lot of those.
I mean, obviously there's like one thing, but like in turn, like personally, there's nothing that I would really like.
Yeah.
Change.
No, I get that.
Unless, well, no, cause I just no, I don't know. I mean, I guess I would stop the Holocaust. I don't know.
That's loaded. But that's not in your... Rich, that's not your history,
that ain't got nothing
bitch.
To do with me. You know what I'm saying?
That's not your history, bitch.
I don't know. I would go stop slavery or something. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Okay. But for me, no.
Okay. So, next one. Do you enjoy attention or do you feel it's awkward?
I enjoy attention when I want it.
Right. You're not like a ham.
What does that mean?
So a ham, like, they're glistening, they're shiny, they want all eyes on them all the time. It's, I think it's a country saying. It's country as fuck.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't, no. But there are times, well, the only thing I can think of when, like, in terms of, like, wanting attention, it's like if I post something on social media that I think is really funny, I want it to go viral.
Bitch, and it's like the thing, and I can always tell because you post something and it, like, you react to it, you post about it, then you post like a little screen grab of it, then you like it's like you get the full impact. Like,
if I know my shit funny, I want everybody on the float in stitches. Okay, I want your stomach hurting. Okay.
You're sick.
But you know what? I always end up being shit that's not funny that go viral. Like, the thing I did with the forks the other day is viral on TikTok.
Is it?
I don't give a fuck about that. Yes. It got almost a million plays already. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. But the one I did for Juneteenth that Instagram deleted, oh, I'm hurt about that still. I'm still hurt about that. Well, they deleted my video. And they blocked me from going live.
Was that the commercial one?
That was the commercial one.
Yeah. Bitch, you're fine.
And I don't want to repost it because, like, they're going to delete my Instagram. But, like...
Oh, my God. That would be a tragedy.
I wrote them a letter because you can appeal to their little fucking board or whatever the fuck it is. I told them, this is racism. And this is why this is racism. Oh, I broke it down.
Wait till they finish processing through their other messages and get through yours. Your page going to be locked down so fucking fast, bitch. You won't see another
I can't go live. I can't tag people. I can't tag the podcast page. The podcast page can't tag me. I can't use some of the creator tools that I had before they took them away.
So suffering.
I'm in jail, basically.
Out here bad.
That's the only thing as far as, like, attention. Like, if I think it's funny, I want retweets. I want likes. I want comments.
I think I'm shy. A little
social media validation.
I feel like that's share. I mean, that's fair. Share. That's fair. Share. Oh, I love share. I think that's fair. I feel like anytime something's funny or anytime you do something like on social media, I feel like everybody wants some type of attention from it. Like, who's tweeting just for their, like, health? Like you're sharing an opinion. Like, 9 out of 10, you want somebody to reply to it. There's nothing fucking wrong with that. I feel like when people go overboard and they start, like, doing the most on social media to garner those likes.
Yeah, and you can always tell.
It's desperation.
The perfect word. You can always tell when somebody is desperate and they don't even realize that nobody likes what you're doing.
At all. You're so, like, some people just, you become fans of themselves and you're just like, bitch, you're trying to appeal to us and we ain't fanning, girl. We not fan. The stands are clear, bitch. And ain't nobody standing up for you. So, yeah. So, I don't like that. Okay, next one. What are some things that make you dislike a person?
Clinginess, bad nails, bad teeth, bad, like self-awareness, like This is not even like in like a dating thing, but like
life.
I'm let it go, cause it, what I was about to say might be borderline racist, but I'm gonna mind my business. But like certain things, like
to be honest, no one listens to this. No one listens.
You are a send off. Not going for it, baby. The if you don't realize that you have a body odor,
yeah, that's
weird. I don't know what to say to you. If you, let's see, if you have like really bad takes on everything. Mm-hmm. Like, some people just, like, you can see them in the comments, because I'm not on Twitter no more, so I can't speak to that anymore. But, like, you know, on the Shade Room or, like, the Neighborhood Talk, which, fuck both of them. But I be bored, so I be on there.
Mm-hmm. Black America.
If I see you in the comments all the time, right, and your takes are, like, wildly offensive or wildly different from the general consensus, it's going to make me think you're an idiot. It's going to make me think you're an asshole. And I'm speaking to somebody specifically right now. You are annoying. And you're never going to see this. But if you do, I hope you know this applies to you. You're fucking irritating.
Is it a celebrity?
No, it's a person that I follow on Instagram. He's fucking annoying. I'm going to actually unfollow him.
I think you should. You have to look out for your mental health. He's not good for your mental.
He's fucking annoying. What was the question? I'm sorry. What was this award for? Viewer's choice. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yo, girl, you knew she was going to push that date back. You knew she was going to push it back.
I don't know if I said it on this podcast.
You did.
I might have.
You did.
Okay, yeah, I told y'all she wasn't keeping that date. She's a liar.
Deceiver.
And she might not keep the new one, but I kind of think she will because of how she made this announcement.
Yeah.
I kind of think she will keep this date. And I am glad it's called Pink Friday too, by the way.
Yeah, that's good.
I was hoping for a pink print too. Yeah. But I'm perfectly fine with a Pink Friday too.
I don't know if it was on this podcast or like when we were off the air, but we definitely were talking about titles and I think you definitely said pink print too or something like that. I was like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, she
missed it. Because I'm still waiting on that one.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to see what happens between here and there. So I wonder why. Okay, anyway. Next question. Are you proud? Oh, I guess it ties into what
I was about to say. I don't feel like you answered the last question.
Oh, what thing?
Whatever it was.
Oh, what are some things that made me dislike a person?
Okay.
I easily dislike everyone. So it can be something simple like they've sneezed weird that day, to like they chew their gum hard, or like they had a bag of chips and I didn't like the way it smelled. Like it's very easy for me to dislike a person. So it can be anything, literally. So I'm pretty fickle.
And let me just say this, at work, a micromanager.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, those are the worst. Like it can be even like for a millisecond. I don't like it. And then I'm
especially, like... Especially if it's like your coworker is like, you want me to slap you, bitch?
See. And then I start plotting. Like, and then I immediately rile up the troops and I start telling, you know, I'm their coworker, be like, did you see how he was watching you, girl? He was watching all of us that same way.
By the way, I want to remind y'all that when y'all go to work, you're not at home. Clean up after yourself.
Oh, my God.
Stop coming to work looking a fucking mess. Mm-hmm. Stop irritating me.
Oh my God. Do what you came to do and leave.
Oh my God. Yo, especially working in an office setting, people just don't have the wherewithal to know that you are not at home. Why are you leaving a mess in a break room that all of us have to experience? Yeah. Please.
And then you wanna bring your stinky fish to lunch? You leave that fish at home, Earl. Nobody don't smell that shit.
And y'all know Texas got these big, gigantic-ass roaches. Why do y'all want to play like this?
It's sad. People don't be giving
a fuck. I kill so many roaches at my job. It's ridiculous. I might as well be the fucking exterminator.
Okay, come on, bitch. Now they need to slide you a check real quick.
And you can't kill roaches regularly. Not these roaches. I usually will grab, like, a flat object or a box, mm-hmm. and I'll have to throw it on the roach and then, like, step on the box. Because I can't handle, like, the crunching sound.
Oh, yeah, that...
Maybe trying to escape.
Oh,
maybe gushing all over the place.
Oh, Like, just so you know, I hate bugs. This is, like, the worst thing ever. Just, like I got the, where, as you were saying, I got the full visual sound effect, the leg popping off. You find the leg later on. Oh, terrible.
It's like a squish and a crunch at the same time. It's like a wet Dorito, you know?
And I hate wet food. This is the worst conversation ever.
Okay, next question.
My stomach is like turned. I hate it here. Oh, I said, are you proud of your height? Are you proud of your height?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I always wonder what it would like to be like to be tall. Like, sometimes I'll stand on something like, oh, this must be what Yao Ming feels like. But no, I'm okay.
Yeah. I like my height. I think I would be a little shorter.
Okay.
I've
never heard that before.
But I don't think it would be fashionably wise. So I would probably go up maybe an inch or two. So maybe like, I'm like 5'7". And then I feel like the jeans would fit better. And I have a really short torso that I
hate. How tall are you?
Like 5'5". 5'5 and some, and a quarter or something, they said.
Okay. If you were any short people, the only time I wish I was shorter.
Here we go.
It would be as far as like weight gain. Because you know when you're shorter, you're like more compact.
So like candy.
You spread a little more.
I always feel like candy. Like, I feel like one minute I'm smaller, and then I feel like I eat it at Krispy Kreme. Fatty McStuffins. But I'm not saying that candy's ridiculous. Not saying that candy's fat. I'm just saying, like, her body fluctuates a lot, and I always feel like that. And she's a tourist like me, and we love our food, so. Yeah, I don't know. I probably would be a little shorter. Okay, last question. Has seeing a nigga on his live ever ruined his chances?
Yes.
Automatically.
Because I can only think of that happening one time, but yeah, definitely, because it's like, I don't like what you're saying. You're not the person that I was dreaming of. This is buffoonery. Log off.
100%. I feel like I always, like, you know, I'm that person, like, when somebody go live, I'm ready. I'm jumping in that room. I don't care if I'm the first one. I will sit there and I will watch in silence, baby.
Like being the first one.
I don't mind, because listen, I didn't see what you doing. I didn't see, like, because when somebody first go live, they really not paying attention that much because they think nobody going to come in there. And so that's when they doing their real shit. That's when they yelling at the person in the back of the room. That's when you can see their little sister pop their head in. That's when they talking and they really, like, getting their shit off and all that shit. That's when you see the real them on that live. Because, you know, they friends, if they acting weird, they friends are coming to live and be like, girl, why you acting like this and all this other stuff. So if I see you on your live acting weird, I'm blocking you.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Well, that was fun.
You have to know us a little better, guys. Yeah.
I am going to be totally honest with you. I'm exhausted.
Let's end this shit, babe.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast this week. We are going to be back next week, and we are going to give a live demonstration of how to suck dick. You don't want to miss it, I promise. But it's only going to be on OnlyFans for $17.99. So get your coins ready.
We're coming at you hard and fast.
Fuck 4th of July, because these people are already out here doing the fireworks.
Do y'all have those little, like run-of-the-mill, like, fireworks station shop sales at every gas station?
I don't know. I do. There are, like, fireworks, like, stores.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen those. I don't know, even know if they're, like, illegal or, like, what's the deal with fireworks? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. Like, I feel
like they're pretty, but I'm just, like, the legality of it. Like, why is it sometimes legal? Like, what's the fucking deal?
I think they go by how many people have lost their arms in that state. And so more than 10 have lost their arms, they're like, you know what? Illegal. If you're teetering on 9, you're in the red, so your chances are a little bit more. So,
you know, I also feel like you just made that up. So we are going to wrap this up. Please follow us on Instagram and stuff at Boys Next Door Pod. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see y'all next week.
Bye.
Say, baby, I love you. Say, baby.